Hi, everybody. Well, here we are again. Today is Wednesday. And the date today, if you're listening live, is June 24th, 2015. If you're on an archive, hopefully you're in the future. Boy, that'd be weird, wouldn't it? Jeez, you know, just think if you're in April 2015. Pretty strange, but I guess it could happen. Alien land, but anyway. So anyway, this is our Wednesday show. And we'll clear away energies from people that may have had a problem situation, something going on during their life during this week. So here we go. And it could have happened even today for you. So here we go, releasing the energy. So one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. So I just interjecting here, I saw a license plate today. A person had a pickup truck with pit bulls on it, pictures of them. And I saw his license plate, and it looked like he was a dog lover. And on it, the license plate was, you know, R.I.P., rest in peace, with maybe the dog's kind of name. I couldn't figure out what the dog's name was, but, you know, there's only like four or five letters left. But anyway, that was interesting to see that, how the dog owner got a license plate to remember his probably most favorite dog. So, and he had pictures of maybe half a dozen dogs or so on his truck. Oh, anyway, let's do another clearing. And if that bothered you from what I brought up here, we'll do a clearing for that, because maybe you had a little, you know, animal of some sort, a dear friend of yours pass over and no longer here, and you go, oh, geez. So here we go, releasing that sadness energy. It could even be abandonment from you. So here we go. We'll do sadness first. Releasing that. One, two, three, four, and five. And now we'll do abandonment. So one, oh boy, two, three, four, and five. Okay, everybody. And let's bring up the light beams on your monitor screen. You have three of them. We'll energize three. Each particular light beam will have three light beams come in it. So here we go. We'll first do the male energies on the first one. Then we'll do the females and non-gender. So males first, so stronger, 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 and stronger. Now we'll do female light beams. One, two, three, four, and five. Kind of missed them for a while. And now we'll do non-gender. Oh boy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and we have our 8-hour call coming up this Sunday again. And tomorrow will be our alien conference call, where we get rid of alien critters. They're actually the life forms that inhabit you that can cause problems. So that's it's like an alien entity, but it's actually you that's created from the alien. So it's a replica of you that we release. Oh, I'll turn it over to our co-host tonight. So, Ann, are you out there?
Yes, I am, Ron. Hi, and good evening, everyone. Welcome. If you're new, Ron's website is creationlightship.com, and there's a lot of information there. It's really worth checking out. Thanks for all those wonderful clearings you did for us, Ron. I hope everyone feels very present and able to listen and absorb everything that you're going to share with us tonight. Does it feel to you like we're all present and accounted for?
Pretty much so. The timelines have been getting really goofy lately, last maybe couple of weeks. So you got to really tune into that finger exercise to get you here. We'll see. Had some alien battles last night, pretty heavy, and then yesterday took out like four large motherships on the East Coast. So, and then somebody texted me saying that they had, this is in Manhattan, that they had hail come down about quarter size of a quarter, and it had like brown particles in it. Well, that's the alien metal. who knows if it would melt and turn into metal, but it was discolored. Anyway, those got out of here. So anyway, let's make sure that you're all here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And today seems to be a pretty more balanced day than yesterday here. Let's see what other people, you know, talk about for information out there. So I'm curious. So back to you.
Okay. Hi, Ron. Thank you. And boy, thanks for charging up those light beings. It feels really wonderful. So we have some questions. I guess I'll get started with now. The first thing I wanted to say, though, is thank you so much for doing the healings that you did on Saturday night. At the end of the show, you cleared the spirits of dolphins, whales, and fish, and then moved on to clear Native American graveyards. And I really felt something in my body when that happened. It felt like something lifted off of my chest, and I just wanted to share that and thank you and say again to everyone listening to please try to be on the Saturday night shows. I know Ron tends to set things up so that he follows up on Saturday with what he discussed the previous Saturday, assuming that the same people will be listening. But I hope that a lot of people listening, like I do, hear all the shows, but especially make a point to be on the Saturday show, because in addition to going to the light ship, you just did so much powerful work on Saturday night. Do you remember doing that, Ron?
I can barely, a little bit about the Indians, North American Indians. Like to do one for going further north, maybe Eskimos in Alaska. I guess they're still Indians in a sense, you know. Indigenous,
mm-hmm.
Indigenous. Indigenous, yeah. At times mm-hmm. it's hard to bring up that information. Anyway, one little brain cell gets lost sometimes, you know. But anyway. Even in the moment, it's hard to figure out vocabulary sometimes. So here we go, indigenous people in Alaska. So let's release something there, maybe their spirits too that have been here. I want to release ones that have died from just hardship. Maybe hardship, maybe it got too cold or something. It'll also be ones that also left, passed on, we'll say, if they're still hanging around here. So here we go. Releasing those energies. One, this could also go through Canada. Oh, man. Heavy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9 and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. And 1, 2. Heavy. 3. Must not have ever had anybody work with them. 4, 5, 6, 7. 8, 9, and 10. Or if they did, they didn't go, or they got trapped somewhere. So we'll bring them back here and get them back into life. They'll go into quarantine. So if we have any newbies out there and we do something like this here, the spirits go to quarantine. Anything that dealt with the physical body, the emotional body, mental body, things like this, that's all that was created here by the earth spirit. But there is a spirit in the body, so that also gets released. But it goes into quarantine to get cleaned off of judgments that it's had. And then from there at ascension time, it will go to its home base energy. So let's do that one again here. So one, two, yeah, it's heavy. Three, that's good though. Four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Hey, there we go. So back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. So just so it's clear to everyone, you were not working with Eskimos in Alaska right now, but deceased, the spirits that were kind of stuck here, as so many are.
That is correct. Ones that were stuck here. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Wow, that is so wonderful. And I would like to hear from people who might be in Alaska, people who live near bodies of water, because you cleared, maybe people that live near the ocean might have felt something when you cleared the dolphins and the whales, and then you did fish. I mean, would that include streams and lakes and rivers, Ron?
It could, yes. Uh-huh.
So if anyone listening felt anything from that Saturday night or have noticed anything different, I would love to hear about that. I mean, as always, we'd love to hear from people. But if you might, you know, be able to tune right into that. And we also had an idea that we'd love to hear from people about what their most, you know, their favorite show maybe, or what which show they found the most informative. Just so, you know, we might repeat some of that information or go over that again, and we would just love to have that feedback. So that is so interesting, Ron, because if, let's say you're an Eskimo family, right, you probably just changed lives, that perhaps spirits were, you know, haunting, if you will, or hanging around families and bothering them, and now they're just gone. I mean, and same with Native Americans. So, you know, mightn't people in those communities really have big shifts in their lives because of what you just did?
Well, yeah, if the spirit is haunting them, we'll say, and or, you know, because we did the emotional bodies too, all the other bodies got released also. I just talked about, you know, the spirit one going back to light. All the other ones got released. So if somebody was having a bad time, or normally what happens is these emotional bodies will come in and give you remembrances of something, you know. And a lot of times, or even if it was a good event, you may feel very sad because the person's not with you. Especially, you know, around the holidays, if they celebrate holidays. But normally that energy will come in, and you may start thinking about them and get teary-eyed because maybe you didn't have closure with that person. Maybe you're out doing something, and they body died, and they go, oh, man, I wanted to say I really loved them for my whole life and this and that and the other, and you couldn't do that, and they're gone. Or maybe, you know, you did something to somebody, and maybe you caused their accident so that they're going to die, so you feel all that guilt, you know. Or maybe something went on where there's just an argument that you can never settle, family feud or something, and now you feel bad, and that entity comes into you, and is still feuding with you, and you can't do anything about it. Well, all this stuff can happen. That's why you want to get rid of the emotional body. We'll body hop through family genetics, because it knows you. It knows your children, it knows your parents, you know, knows you. But it'll probably typically look for maybe one of your children to come into also. And they could give them the same mannerisms as a person that passed on, or, you know, do something that's pretty negative to you. You know, maybe they have a funny face that they used to make, or sticking their tongue out at you or something, you know, or kind of a hand gesture, and the person always did that, and now you wonder why you're 5-year-old kid is doing that to you, and you go, that's pretty weird. That is like, you know, so-and-so, you know? Well, that's the reason. They're in that body. So, and then you probably got them for life, so you want to do those clearings. So, if you're feeling like this has happened to you, we have the deceased loved ones clearing. The spirit one, I can't guarantee, will be found. Normally, after about a month, it's probably too late. 2 weeks is what I would say would be a good shot at it. But the emotional body, you could do any time. You have somebody that's passed on, 30 years ago, and you still feel their energy around you, hugging you because it needs a host, and do that clearing, and it'll be out of here. Back to you.
Okay, Ron. Wow, it's so fascinating. And thank you so much for doing that. So all of the healings that we do online, which is mostly how we do them, go through you. Is doing what you just did, releasing the spirits of deceased people, particularly hard on you, or is that easier than some of the physical healings and things that you do?
It's a little harder because there's so many going through. That's why I was yawning. So, I could have had maybe 30,000 go through me instantly. So, that's one of those things. But yes, normally on the website and the shows that we do and the different healings, normally I'm pretty good. I mentioned a few times, once in a while I'll have to throw up or something. Oh, it doesn't happen too often, maybe twice a year. Somebody has maybe a lung condition or stomach condition or something. Or I might just all of a sudden, wow, I feel really tired right now, and I may have to actually lay down and go to sleep. It's, a lot of heavy stuff's going through. But typically, I'm running just the way I am right now, and days are pretty much the same. Every day seems the same for me. So, because I'm in the now, I don't normally deal with anything that is not in the now. I don't have any mind chatter, so I don't really think or worry about anything or anything else. I'm just here. So it's, I'm in peace. Oh, and I'm even in peace if I watch a movie or show or something, I don't normally watch TV that often. Very seldom to ever watch TV. Like watching at times, the Alaska old truck drivers and things, but other than that, I don't watch much. Somebody sent me a show to watch. Hang on a minute here. I got to dig it up here. It's kind of like They Live. Let me go on here. Give you the name here of the show. You may want to listen to it here. Let's go down a little bit here. I'm going down here. Branded on Netflix. Branded. Oh, I haven't watched it yet. Here you go, everybody. Person said it's similar to They Live. I guess they had a sacrifice in it or something, they said. But check out Branded.
Interesting. When I was a kid, there was a show on called Branded. It was about a person wrongly accused of something. I was really a little girl. I don't remember exactly. I just remember the theme song. And he was wrongly accused of something and sort of branded as a bad man, but he really wasn't. And he always had to keep moving.
Oh, I think I remember watching that show.
Yeah, he had to fight the people in the different towns because, they were always after him, but he was innocent and he was a good guy.
Was he a doctor?
Gosh, I can't remember. There's
a doctor that used around who thought he killed his wife and he had to go and move all around.
Right. That was that movie, right, that they remade a couple of times. But I think Branded was more Western, but I'm not positive about that. But anyway, this one sounds updated.
Okay.
They're bringing the aliens into it. It's amazing how aliens are so in the popular culture now. A friend of mine worked at an Air Force base. She's not in the Air Force, but she was a consultant in a different business. And she said that the people she met there talked about aliens like they were talking about what they had for breakfast. It was completely out in the open. And then I met someone who knows someone who works for our government's space program with the initials, and I asked them, so what do you think about aliens? Are they here? Absolutely not. There are no aliens. I believe there could possibly be life on other planets. I'm not going to say that that couldn't be true, but they certainly have never intermingled with us. Isn't that interesting?
Wow, well, maybe, yeah, he must be running programs, huh?
I guess, or that's what he's told to say. But I thought it was interesting that somebody, I don't even know the person that well, would just talk about, oh, yeah, at the Air Force Base, that's all they talk about is the aliens and working with the aliens and the alien technology. It's very out in the open. And then to get a completely different response from someone who works in at a different agency.
Yeah.
So, it's really out in the, you know, popular culture now. It's like all sorts of people that seem just very 3D and mental even are able to talk about aliens and that they know they're here and integrated with us.
Yep.
All right, so that was great conversation, Ron. Thank you. And we have some timeline crash questions. We did a lot of talking about timelines on Friday night, so maybe this is what prompted that, but we have a couple of good questions here. Someone asked, what is a timeline, and if I leave one after, say, clearing 500 of them, could I feel worse?
Okay, that probably tweaked people's interest, yeah. Okay, so where you are right now, you are, let's just say that, making it very simple, living on 100 timelines, okay? Let's keep it simple here. That might seem like a lot to you, but we'll just say there's 100. Now, are you living the same exact life on all 100? Or are you living 100 lifetimes that are completely different, and this one here is 101, okay, that you're on? Oh, let's just say that you do timeline crashes because maybe you saw a TV program, we'll say, and it bothered you a little bit, put you into fear, and you go, I'm going to do timeline crashes on that. So, right away, instantly, you're doing that, and maybe you are on the timeline crash of fear, say 500 timeline crashes to get off of that subtitle, we'll say, of fear, okay? Remember, you're still on 100 timelines, but each one could be a different thing, and they could be, you know, 1,000 on each one of those, okay? So I'm trying to just think of it being fanned out here, okay? Or drop-down boxes, you know? You got 100 drop-down boxes of timelines. Each one is different, and there's not only just one that, when you're on those, they replicate them out a bunch of times. So now when you click your drop-down box, and maybe you have one for fear, all of a sudden there might be a, you know, 100 different fears that can come up, and you're clearing out one of those fears, and that can be still a lot of timeline crashes. So now you can kind of see how it's like an upside-down pyramid, you know? It's actually a pyramid going down, you know, it spreads out. So let's just say you're on the fear one. So you clear that because you got fear when you saw it on the TV program, and you go, okay, I did 500 of these. The fear seems to be gone, and the clearing's now stopped, okay? All of a sudden you go, man, I got a stomachache. Should I do more of those? Possibly, but maybe you're dealing with something else because now you got rid of that one reality. You could still be on now 99 other realities, okay? You go, wow, what's going on here? Why am I feeling worse, maybe? I didn't have a stomachache before, so now you got to clear something out for a stomachache, or at least look at it. Say, where am I, okay? Why don't I have a stomachache? And see what comes up. Normally, you get off the timeline. If you're in the now, then you more than likely will not be on these timelines, but you could very possibly just be off of being in the now a little bit. Maybe you're a day ahead or a day behind. Now all these things are active on you. So you want to check to make sure that you are on the now timeline. And the now timeline should be peace. When you get out of peace, all of a sudden those 99 timelines get activated. All of a sudden you get a stomachache. You come back into this one, which is in the now. Stomachache may go away because, remember, the aliens only want you because of a situation. When you're in peace, there's nothing out there with the timelines really to connect to you. You know, I'm probably 99% correct here, okay? So remember, the aliens do tricky, sneaky things, but basically that's kind of the way you have to look at it is once you get off a one timeline, the problem that you have is eliminated. How many other ones are you living? Okay, if you only live in that one timeline and you got rid of it, then you should be in peace instantly in the now. So you, now you're on the next situation, we'll say, because you're not in the now, and the next one pops up. So any other questions about that, Anne?
No, I think that was really really thorough, Ron, and really helpful. Thank you. Yeah, that you know, the timeline crashes are so wonderful, and I know there are people listening that haven't done timeline crashes yet, or even tried them. But I always recommend to people that they just command their that the timeline crashes be crashed, that they're on the CLS now timeline of light, and that any and all other timelines are crashed immediately. And you'll feel something when you do that. It's not as thorough. You know, you can really get a lot done when you do them on Creation Lightship, but I think that really helps. The other night, we were also talking about the actual mechanics of doing the timeline crashes. And someone wrote in a really helpful question, Ron. For consecutive timeline crashing, can we check every box so that we can spirit integrate at the same moment of the crash so as not to have to do a longer clearing?
Yes, yeah, you can always leave up spirit the spirit integration or whatever it is there with the spirit. Spirit infusion, spirit integration. Yeah, you can have that up on your screen. In fact, you know, what you might even want to do is if you are doing clearings, then put up that particular one on your screen and leave it up all the time. Leave it up continuously. So find one of the free clearings that we have that has it on there, and then just put it up on your a monitor screen, one of the corners. You can shrink it down if you're a computer savvy enough, and that's your spirit integration. And, you know, the timer like at 9999 and just let it run and check it periodically. Remember, it has to be running. If you put it on pause, then the clearing stops, okay? You want to leave it on. That's what I would do. Like I have mentioned before, some people just go out and get a separate laptop so they can have it, you know, in their room where they are, leave it on at night. You know, you can, and you want the screen to be on, but you can dim them, you know, and see that light being up. Make it larger, that's good. But there are clearings that, you know, people very possibly could use 24/7 as the aliens are trying to connect with you. So that's the whole thing is to get aliens. That's why I made all the free clearings for the alien stuff there free for people. They can get the aliens out of here and you get them off your back. Because once we get rid of them, then hopefully they won't come back anymore. At least or bring more in, have a better life. So that's the whole situation with the aliens. Remember, they're in control of time, and unfortunately, we're not in control of time. Our only control of time is to be out of time, the mind, a heart drop. Peace. So people are not in peace. They have an agenda or a situation going on, and they are not in peace. So when you're in peace, you're basically off of those timelines. They'll be not affect you as much. They can still torture you and do things to you when you're in peace here. And then when you get out of peace, you can feel ramifications of what they have done to you and on the timelines that they are owning. So remember, they're owning your real estate and they own those timelines, just being time shared. So back to you.
Great. Thank you, Ron. And that is wonderful suggestion to put the spirit integration on and have it running all the time. And I do that, and then another healing that it helps with a lot, I feel, because it's so powerful, is that Be Here Now. And I put on the Be Here Now and write my name in time and out of time, and I do the body integration which is step one, and the spirit integration, step two, at the same time. And then I just, if I need to, I do it over and over. But I don't worry about the third step because I know I have the spirit integration running.
And all the clearings, you know, work through your spirit first. So
right.
As you start doing clearings and you get a little more relief, you could end up doing, you know, half a dozen clearings maybe, feel much, much better.
Right.
So if you're wondering where you are and why we're talking about doing clearings, these are just tools for you. If you
right.
didn't come to the website, didn't know about Creation Life Shift, you would not have any tools just to help yourself. So as you start doing more and more of these, and you realize that, yeah, I'm seeing alien movies, and, oh, there's always an agenda, or they're eating people, killing people. Oh, why am I seeing them do that? Oh, the New Agers will say, oh, the aliens are going to come here and this and do that and everything else. Well, oh, not here yet. Probably could have used them when Henry Ford, you know, made the Model T. I'm sure other people are making motors back then, too, but they could have given them a little black box, we'll say, or maybe a pink box that would make the car run and levitate, like they're flying saucers. But they didn't do that. People are waiting for the aliens to come to save us. So naturally, they're not doing that. So figure out what we can do to get them off our backs. Sure, there's already people that have died already. Some of the New Age movement that started maybe, you know, in the 60s and 70s. And, you know, they may have been older then and they're already dead. They were waiting for an alien to come through and to give them a healing to help them out, you know. One of their quote-unquote healing ships. So, you know, you don't want to wait for something outside of yourself to help you. That's the whole thing. Your spirit has all of your information, we'll say, and answers, but it's in the now. So you need to be peaceful and in the now, and then you can work with the energy when you're in the now. You will start to learn how to manifestation in the now instead of working inside of your head, figure something out, and working in darkness, that puts you on timeline. So, fine line there. Once you catch on, you're going to finally get it that, yeah, I want to be in the now, and I can manifest there, because you're doing it without you knowing it when you become creative, not thinking. You're doing something that you enjoy doing. You love driving your car, so you're just driving your car down the road, you know. And all of a sudden you go, wow, you know, I drove 50 miles. I didn't even realize I drove 50 miles. I'm here now at this location that I wanted to go to. Well, you could have been in the now driving your car. So you do it automatically to get into peace, but you are trying to figure something out. Then you're in mind energy. You want to do your manifestations, sort of figure them all out with mind energy. That's where you're working first. And then switch that over into source energy, which would be in the now. That's the easiest way that I can kind of explain it to people. If somebody else has a better way of answering that question, because people say, I don't think, how do I do anything? You know, that sounds like, you know, hello? You know, I can't do that. I, you know, I'm a mathematician. You know, I can't not think at my job. I'm getting paid to do that. So might be somebody out there who can explain a little better than I can, but that's kind of what the way I see it here. Function perfectly in the now. Not even get hungry. So, back to you.
Right. Well, and that is such a comfort, Ron, because you really give us the tools and that make us powerful. The other night, and I may have been listening to an archive, but I think you said it on a recent show that, you know, the aliens know where you're going to be in 6 months from now, and that just, as much as I know and understand, that just gave me a chill a little, and I thought, but it's okay. I am in the now only, and so they can't get me in 6 months from now or 6 minutes from now because I'm staying at peace and staying here, and it's the most power that we have. So thank you so much.
They know what the timelines are. They create the timelines. They created our words, our wisdom, our vocabulary, active consciousness, all the stuff they created and gave us. And they gave us all the keywords and your astrological chart and your barcodes put on you and everything like that. So they know you upside down and backwards. And remember, that's why you're seeing, you know, clock numbers, 10, 10, 11, 11, or whatever, you know, all the time, 111, 222, et cetera. That's their tracking devices, so they know that they got you. Okay? You know, when you look at it logically, you go, why am I looking at the clock and it says 3:33? You know, it doesn't mean anything to me. I don't want to know that it's 3:33 or that it's even after 3 o'clock. Well, maybe you're on your job and you go, I just want to know when 5 o'clock is to get off my job, you know? So let's have a lunch break. But typically that's the tracking device, and they remote control you. They make you go to where the clock is. Typically you might be, you know, might be on your desk or in your car, and they make your neck move, your head move, so it can, you know, activate your eyes so you can actually look to see what time it is. So you're focused now looking at the clock, and you go, darn, I saw 3:33 again. I wonder what that means. And actually, if you go to a spiritual book, The Light of the Darkness, from maybe a practitioner who wrote a book on numbers, possibly, it'll tell you something about how great that number is. You know, you're on the way, you know. This is a great thing for you. And keep seeing 3:33. The 222, that's even better. Well, it's just an alien mind control stuff, so don't get stuck into that, you know. So anyway, that's what they're doing. That goes along with the timeline that you're on when you have deja vu. You're actually viewing, or we'll say bringing back, a previous timeline that you were just on. And or maybe you're seeing it consecutively as you're experiencing it here. So maybe you're 5 seconds doing it there ahead of time than what you're doing here. And there's some bleed through. And you're seeing that. Also, your dreams are the same thing. You're out on timelines. So that's why it's good to and your spirit to stay in your body at night. Although they pull it out, unfortunately, most people. But I had great success when I first put up the parallel planet. Years and years ago, clone planet, cloned Earth, or something like that. That one helped a lot of people to stop dreaming. Oh, I don't know if that would still do that today, as aliens are in control of time, and they may have realized that we found and stumbled upon something to kick them out of our dreams, and they may have found a way to supersede that. I don't know. That has helped a lot of people. One person said he didn't dream for like 9 months doing that clearing. So it could work. It depends what caliber of aliens have you. What alien race, everything else. So anyway, not have the same technology. So maybe the technology they have, this might help it out or get rid of that technology that they're using. It's much stronger. Well, back to you.
Thank you, Ron. There's a listener who really participates with us a lot, and I appreciate this person very much, so thank you. And unfortunately, I feel for them. They seem to be very sensitive and see a lot of what the aliens are doing to us. So this person has requested a trauma clearing from abductions because they unfortunately are aware of some bad things happening to them when they were abducted. And probably other people have similar situations going on and feel trauma from that.
Okay. So think of maybe a trauma that you maybe have seen out there in the timelines when you were abducted. Here we go. One, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, pretty heavy. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Listen it again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Wow. Okay. So back to you.
Okay. Thank you so much, Ron. There was a someone just wrote in. There was a recent tragedy of some murders in South Carolina. I don't know if you're aware of that. And a person wrote in and asked, "Can you remove the spirits or emotional bodies of those people that were murdered?"
Yeah, we can. We could. I can do that. Let's see. Let's talk about the question, okay? Well, first of all, since I don't watch the news, that's on a whole different timeline to me, okay? What happened there really has nothing to do with me, even if it's a disaster that happened to maybe 10,000 people. I don't live there. I live in the now. And in the now, I don't have that experience. So I'm trying to teach you people to get into the now, where when you hear something, not going to trigger buttons, okay? And if it does trigger your buttons, then know that you need to do a clearing for whatever button that got triggered on you. So the question's a good question, though, okay? But I'm trying to go a little different here, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Thing is, death, okay? So people died because of a situation. Well, are you afraid of death? If you are, then you better do maybe a special clearing for death. You had some really poor death situations, and your body remembers those. Remember, your spirit gets erased after each lifetime. It doesn't know how it died in the last lifetime. Only if it came in and it wasn't cleared off all the way, then it may know about it. But typically, 99.9% of the time, the aliens want your spirit to be fully empowered when it comes here. And naturally, when you die here and you're older, spirit's basically dead like you are. It doesn't want a dead spirit to come in the next lifetime. It will do that, though, if they want to torment the family. Maybe the child lives for maybe 6 months to a year, and then, you know, you maybe have, 100 people that mourn the death of the child. And then you have all that trauma for your whole lifetime because they did that. But normally, your spirit doesn't know anything about death. So the next thing, and it will take your belief system. So if you believe that a quartz crystal is your source energy, we'll just talk about this, or maybe a cactus leaf is source energy or something, and people worship those and pray to them and everything else, then when you die, what are you going to look for, a quartz crystal or a cactus leaf, you know? So basically, that's kind of the way it is. So your spirit now gets trained and impregnated with those energies. That's what it looks for. It's now contaminated. It's out of the now, and now it's in the darkness energy, the light of the darkness. It looks around for something that you taught it to understand, because it lost its spiritual integrity because it brainwashed in a sense, okay? So we'll go back now to the death process. So all of a sudden now you see all these people dying, and talk about how many people died and how awful it was, et cetera. Well, that triggers now your button. Now you're hooked up to keywords. Okay? The aliens got you on keywords now about disaster. And naturally, when you hear a keyword, go into your body and pull out something that's kind of similar. Maybe you heard about a building collapsing. We'll just talk about one that, you know, if you heard about a family dying, building collapsing, and it killed 10 people, that probably wouldn't bother you much. It might, but we'll just say it won't. But you hear about, oh, there's a school that collapsed, and, you know, 10 children are in there. Well, normally you're going to feel more passion toward those children for some reason than you would a family of 10, okay? And you might even feel even worse, you know, if you heard that the people were in church praying and the church collapsed on top and they all died. I don't know, you know. So it all depends what you're resonating to, where your judgment is, and how the aliens gave you these keywords now to connect you up to their system to put you onto these timelines. So you want to do some clearings now, because that's a gift to you. Now you know what your problems are. You want to get off of those timelines, because just by watching the news, now you know you're on lots of timelines. And what do they do? Well, I remember seeing stuff, for instance, like when Sandy was on and stuff. They have the same footage over and over and over again. You all know the drill about that. You know, every 5-10 minutes, they play the same thing over again, and the person talking to you is doing the same thing, you know, the newscaster or whatever. Well, that's kind of the way that works. So it goes on and on. Has to ingrain you with this so you get on timelines. So, well, you may want to look at all that stuff. That's just information for everybody. So, want to do, and is it?
Yes.
That's only real on their timeline, okay? You on that timeline? No, not even exist for you. Remember, California, you know, was supposed to go into the ocean, and there's only, you know, a lot of states are underwater too. Did that happen? Of course it did. Happened on those timelines. Are you living on it now in California? Well, you're not in the ocean. Oh, yeah. So timelines are real, where they exist and where people are on them. And maybe they chose to be on that timeline. Maybe they abducted a bunch of people and brought them there, and that disaster happened on that timeline, fabricated on the movie set of the aliens. Maybe the other timeline that's there that you're not seeing, those people are fine. Maybe they made clones out of all the people to torment the whole nation. But they're actually living fine. All the nothing big. Oh, there's no tornado here, or hurricane, or flood, or anything. They could be on the timeline where it didn't even exist. That's where I'm coming from. For me, I'm just trying to be in the now, and this stuff is on other timelines. And I could, you know, jump around to the timelines and maybe, you know, I guess I can't do that. I could probably view them, but, you know, I'm not going to be stuck in timelines of anything. I want to be in the now continuously. So that's where you want to be. So now we'll get back to the initial question. Can you help the people that you saw on TV, heard about, read about, that had a problem where maybe a lot of people died and emotional bodies? So I'll do this for one time. This will only work on this one show. Releasing those energies. And remember, this might be a light of the darkness timeline. It cannot even exist. So here we go. Releasing the energies. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I didn't feel much at all. So if anybody else felt something, let me know. I'll do it again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Well, to be honest, I felt nothing. Well, to me, what I would say is I was probably right as I was talking, that this is a movie set timeline that was dropped in to torment everybody here. And so what happened to the real people? Are they still living on Earth? Possibly. They just probably took and changed the time on that timeline. And they're still living, and they just made it so that these people are living fine there, but they may not be connected to much. I don't know. I'm not going to go into the technicalities and how stuff's supposed to work and everything else, but myself, that timeline does not exist in light, okay? And in darkness, it's just a fabrication. We'll just see what other people say about that. And you could always connect to us, you know, on the next program on Friday and just see, let us know if you felt something when I did this clearing. Normally I feel things, okay? This one I just felt nothing on. Back to you, Ann.
So I really heard that, Ron. So the bigger thing to learn here is don't get on these timelines. Why did we even hear about that? And why did I judge the situation as a tragedy? I think I used that word, and you know, which I don't even know if I don't have what the listener wrote in front of me anymore, but I don't even know if they were judging the situation. But I did just before the show, in fact, through a roundabout way hear that happened. And luckily, I don't feel that I got emotional about it. But if I guess you're saying if we did in some way get emotional, then we're putting ourselves on that timeline where that's a reality. And why would we want that?
And then, so you're only bringing up the emotions because your body had that experience in its past genetics. Also, when did that happen? You know, let's just say it happened 100 years ago someplace.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, right away you want to clear out your body of that program so that you can live in the now. Otherwise, you're going to be reactive to that similar situation happening. Remember, like attracts like, so it'll bring you right into it.
Since this came up, Ron, would you mind doing a quick sample of the media clearing for us?
Yeah, in fact, you may want to get on that, everybody. Get on the media clearing to release that energy, since you may have heard about this thing. So here we go. A media clearing. Release that energy out of your body that the commentator drilled you with. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Well, that I have energy on. I'm yawning. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I'm sure we have some skeptics out there, and they're going to say, you know, you're going to tell me that if I take an airplane and I fly over that area that I'm not going to see devastation, right? Well, if you're on that timeline and you get locked into it, of course you're going to see it, okay? You're going to be in the movie set. Well, I won't get paid to be in it, to be on it, as a as one of those people that, get paid to be actor, actress, to be in the cast. So you're not getting paid for it, but you will be on it. Aliens will give you exactly what you want to see. That's your self-fulfilling prophecy. So you're going there to see devastation and to see something that's awful, and they will dig out your DNA to resonate with your body and what the awfulness is, okay? So if you were in a concrete building, something like that, and stone building and all this stuff fell on top of you and your body died, well, they'll find a building like that there. They'll create it if it's not there. And you're going to fly over that and go, oh, man, those poor people got crushed to death by bricks. Oh, and right away, now you're related to it. They got you hooked up, like the numbers on your flock. So we got a couple minutes to go here. Anything else talk about, Anne, quickly?
Let's do another sample, Ron. What could we clear? I was wondering if you could perhaps do maybe an emotional sample. Well, you did that at the beginning. How about a chakra alignment for us? Could you do that before the show ends?
We could do that. So heart chakra, I'm going to move that around for everybody. There we go. That's perfect. And throat chakra, here we go. Third eye, here we go. And going now, lower chakra, second chakra, and first chakra. This only works live in this one program here. So there we go, everybody. I guess we'll end the program. So thank you, everybody. We'll do the mind to heart drop. This you should know by heart here. So you want to command your spirit. You take the thoughts inside of your head. That's the alien agenda, the light of the darkness talking to you, giving you a script. I'm going to take that and drop it into your heart where there's peace with your spirit, which is your source energy. All you got is that. That's you, your source energy with your spirit. So dropping down, an elevator, I count from 10 to 1, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1, and 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. There you go, everybody. Blessings. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Anne, everybody else behind the scenes. Tomorrow is our special clearing Thursday for releasing alien replicas that you're having physical problems with. 5:30 Pacific is $20. Hi, everyone. Thank you.
Bye, all. Thanks, Ron.